Neil, thanks for joining us. Quite a lot to talk about today. But a few, you know, recently you said 10 points was your target for the five games up to New Year. Care to revise that target?
I don't know, James. It's difficult, isn't it? It's great as a manager when you win games of football, but flipping it, when's our luck going to change? You know, when is it going to change? Laverkan, Potts, White, Curtis Jones goes down in the warm-up, Charlie Ennis goes down in the warm-up, and I just don't know. It's sometimes it's demoralising, but you can't knock the strength of character in this squad. It doesn't matter how many people miss out, there's somebody else ready to come in and step in, and I'm super proud of him. Listen, it was so tense today. You know, we probably could have dealt with the goals better. You know, special mention to the keeper who come in. He hasn't played football for a long time, and he probably beat himself up with a couple of the goals, but he did us a massive favour, travel from Hull today, and you know, he's played, and you know, this time last night it was Chaddy going in nets today, or you know, you don't know. So it's tough, James. But like I said, I'm superbly proud of them boys in there. They're a really good set of lads.
You've responded to the disruption against a strong Essen side. It clearly came for 3 points. Regan Linney, though, has been a particular revelation since you've given him that number nine role. He's skill with dribbling and his whole resourcefulness.
I mean, interviewing James and asking him, you know, I've always said that Regan Linney will be a number nine. You know, when he started maturing his game, when he got his work rate. And listen, the door just opened for him, and he took it with two hands. You know, he beat himself up in there. He wanted to score. That one, it was one-on-one. But what an amazing performance to bring people in around him like Duckworth, who's got a brace today, and, you know, the wide men. But no, Regan, you know, he's leading that line, and it gives people a lot of confidence. And when he gets on the ball, wow, you know, there was a few league scouts here today, and I wouldn't be surprised if they haven't gone away, you know, asking the question, who's Regan Linney?
And then Morris, who seems to, we always known how good Aaron Morris is, but today, obviously, that extra little bit of responsibility because the chain, you know, suddenly yeah. He was deprived of his partner the last few games in the last minute, but he looks such a commanding figure now.
He's a great player. And again, we brought him in from lower down the levels, and, you know, he's a right back, and, you know, we knew he'd be a centre-half and we had to do things with his game. So there are things that we do on the training pitch to enable people to be ready to step up, but he's having a fantastic season. You know, I think there's a lot of talk if the player of the season was to be given now, would it be Laverkan, would it be Morris? You know, they're both definitely front runners, but there's a long way to go and a lot of points to play for and a lot more performances to come, so I'm chuffed with that one today, James.
Promise not to go through the whole squad, but how pleased for you for Donoghue with that superb goal.
Did anyone notice the tactical change?
Yes,
you could see it opening up for him, and you know, got Andy White, who's comfortable at both full-backs. Doddy, you know, dropping back in there. It was good to get him back on. And we just thought Donalds might be able to break from the middle third, and that's exactly what he did. And, you know, what a finish in that circumstance. But the kid, for all his difficulties he's had, he's a great kid. He's a great player. He came over to me and he said, I owed you that one, Gaff. And listen, he owed it himself. I'm just dead happy for him. And you've seen the reception when Donoghue comes off. They love him here. They absolutely love him. And, you know, I love working with him. I'm hoping that he's here for years to come yet. But really pleased.
Two questions about Duckworth. Obviously, Duckworth really settling now in this level, isn't he? But obviously, looked in some discomfort there. Do you know what the...
Yeah, I mean, it's not a foul. I mean, we think the lad fouls Duckworth. Yeah. I mean, it's just swelled up. We're just going to have to monitor it now. But listen...
Is it a dead leg or is it something
more?
No,
it's his ankle. Yeah. I mean, listen, I know players. You know, you've got to do your due diligence. And I knew about him scoring goals and... You know, was it ready for him to step up? And we kept watching him. And then, you know, we brought him in. We brought him off the bench. He's starting again. But it's another two goals today. He's a goal scorer. Mm-hmm. You know, and it enables... You know, what I really did like is his goal, his first goal, where we got a number 10 at last who'll break the box in behind Regan Linney, and he squares it and he goes and scores. So, you know, delighted for Joe. I'm sure he's going to be a real revelation and a hit here. But like everybody, you know, the strikers get the plaudits, don't they? But there's a lot of commanding performances.
Tiny, silly little man. I thought when Jaden Major came on, I thought he was he did really well. He did everything you'd want a player to do in that situation.
He's had a tough time, James. He's come in. He's got a lot to prove to me. You know, I've questioned his attitude. I've questioned his desire. I've questioned his work rate. But he's got to stick around because there's a chance going to come for him, and he's got to show me that he wants to play football. And that's what I'm not saying he's missing from it, but a lot of work on the training pitch. He wasn't fit. He's getting fit. He sees how we play. He knows what's demanded of him. But he's a great talent and another wide man. You know, so, you know, another player that we've pulled from down the pyramid. You know, so, you know, we're happy with him. We are happy with him. And he's going to have to wait for his opportunity. But I'm sure it's all around the corner.
We can see a sort of level-headedness, I thought, when he came on.
Yeah,
the decisions he made under pressure. So, a couple more things. Where are we in terms of who can play on New Year's Day? Or is that just a...
I have no idea. Honestly, it's been... It's been the hardest time of Christmas. I've got to give a special thank you to Viv Ware, our secretary. You know, Boxing Day yesterday, she worked all day to get the goalkeeper done. She didn't switch her phone off. She didn't have any, you know, family time. She worked tirelessly, and you need people like that. You need good people around you. What we're going to have to do for New Year's Day, we're not sure. You know, it's going to be Drew Baker's last game. Probably going to lose Curtis Jones. Probably lost Joe Duckworth. I've definitely lost Charlie Ennis. You know, if we've got to go back in the market, we'll go back in the market. But what we don't want to do now is take our foot off. You know, we're four wins on the bounce, aren't we? And we want to continue that vein.
And finally, thoughts on Radcliffe. What kind of game are you expecting there?
Similar game. You know, like I said, you know, when I've stood here this season and we've lost games of football. You know, anyone could beat anyone. You know, you've seen with an Ashton last week that they go and make. They go and get a great result against Michelover, and they come here today with their tails up. And you know, Michael Clegg's a great manager. I've said that, but he'll agree with me that any team could beat anyone in this level of football. And I'm not sure of the results today. I don't know where that's put us. No idea.
5 points from the playoffs.
So you know, we've just got to keep looking upwards. But the one thing is now we're going to get in on train on the 29th. There's no rest for them. We'll be in at 9:30 in the morning. And then we'll get ready for Radcliffe. But like I said, similar with Ashton, they've just signed Prince Aylward this week. They're a good physical side, and the pitch is going to be good. So when you're winning games of football, everyone then says, let's go and put a needle in the bubble or whatever it may be, you know. And people are now going to go, FC United, what's happened there? What's happened there is that we've just turned the corner. We've been a good side all season, and, you know, people have raised questions, and rightly so. That's what some fans can do. But there was no way I was ever going to lose faith in this group. And, you know, if we're going to keep adding to it, we'll add to it. But what's important is the core, the nucleus is really important. And, you know, we'll rest, we'll recover, and we'll get ready for Radcliffe now, New Year's Day.
Well, thank you very much, Neil. Have a nice few days. Hard working few days, by the sound of it.
Yeah, it is.
Nice quiet New Year's Eve.
Definitely. Thanks, guys. Really good.
All the best.
Thanks, Neil. Cheers, mate.